This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, and we're happy to be back with you folks at this time. We're bringing you some studies on demon possession. We've gotten much favorable comments on the message, folks telling us, go ahead, Trailblazer, stay on it, don't give up. Even though the world throws us away, even though the battle is raging hot, the religious world, the unsaved religionists won't have the gospel. The perverts out there won't believe it. But listen, God's plan, God's people will hear the truth. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So we bring in you God's word day after day, time after time. In our last study, we were looking there, and in this demon possession study, we were looking at the grand aim of Satan. And let me just reemphasize maybe what we said there. Satan is a living, breathing reality, my friend. He was the highest created being in the heavens back there when the Lord created those things. And he was cast out of heaven because of sin. Sin was found in him. Nowhere in God's word do we find that he lost any of his power. No, he still has the power. And our folks have just gotten out of the, and just thrown away the belief that Satan is a powerful person. Demon possession, that's what we're looking at in these studies. Demon possession, those who are influenced by demons, they put the emphasis on the goodness of man. Holy Spirit puts the emphasis on man's ruined condition. That's what happens when the Holy Spirit comes there, begins to deal with the heart, shows him his condition. Demon possession puts all of the emphasis on faith, magnifies faith. The Holy Spirit magnifies the object of faith, the Lord Jesus Christ. Demon possession puts the emphasis on what you believe. The Holy Spirit puts the emphasis on whom you believe. Oh, may the Lord help us at this time. Well, I know we're fighting a losing battle. I believe that, my friend. And then I turn around, I watch the world, I watch to see the things of the world, and I see that we're not going to be here long. And I told someone last week, I believe I'll be here when the Lord comes. You say, well, that's foolish. No. That's my belief. So let's go on. We're going to look now at the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Baptism now with the Holy Spirit. Satan has two main trump cards by which he allures men into hell. Did you know Satan doesn't love you? Satan, no. Satan guides you and leads you and intimidates you. One of those things is by intimidation. He goes about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour or intimidate. By this method, he holds an individual subject to the psychology of the crowd. Even though the individual knows he's wrong and allures him into the pit of hell. Yes, he holds them by intimidation. How many of you folks out there went out last night into sin because you were afraid to be made fun of? You wouldn't tell your friends, no, I can't go. No, no, no. I've seen that on a large scale. They say, come on now, don't be tied to your ma's apron strings and so on. Folks are just afraid, and Satan knows it. And by intimidation, he allures folks into sin, which otherwise would not have gone. The other major method that Satan uses to keep a sinner blinded, a religious imitation. Apes God, as we've often said, can duplicate or tries to duplicate every Christian experience. The reason he gets by with this is because there's grown up in our country a general belief that all religious experiences are from God. Now, that's a common thing I see. That's very common. Just common folks that you talk to. They just believe that all those things are come from the Lord. The public today, which includes the present-day church and the ministry as a whole, they don't know the difference between the genuine and the counterfeit, between an experience of the Holy Spirit and the experience of Satan or some demon spirit. Therefore, Satan can so easily put over his program a religious imitation. Oh, imitation, my friend. He keeps the folks blinded by an imitation. We spoke earlier about some of the manifestation of demon possession through idolatry, and maybe we went too far. Maybe we didn't know what we were talking about. But my friend, I know what I'm talking about. I know the difference between the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the manifestation of a demon spirit. These messages are messages warning to you. I often tell my folks here in other services that seems like the Lord has given me a ministry to warn folks. Hardly ever do I speak on the love of God, even though I love to. Listen, if you don't know the difference, my preacher friend, get out of the pulpit. Go out of the classroom. You haven't any business there. That's right. Go out and dig taters for a living, as we often say. The world would be better off without you. Then the subject we're looking at today at this time is the baptism with the Holy Spirit. And I want to show you what the Bible teaches that the baptism of the Holy Spirit really is. What is the filling of the Holy Spirit and the manifestation? Then we'll give you a study later on this subject, the baptism with the demon spirit. Looking today at the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Looking later on at the baptism with the demon spirit. And filling the demons, listen, and filling the demon spirit and the manifestation. Now, our subject at this time, the baptism with the Holy Spirit. What it is and how it's manifested. First, with your Bibles in hand, let's read all the scriptures on the baptism with the Holy Spirit. I believe we'll have plenty of time to do that. Matthew 3:11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then Luke 3:16 says, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Then John 1:33, and I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same also said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, the same is he that baptizes with the Holy Ghost. Now, Acts 1:5, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Now, Acts 11:16, then remembered I the words of the Lord, how he had said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. For as much then as God gave them the like gift as he did unto us, who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, what was I that I could withstand God? Romans 6:3 says, Know ye not that so many of us were baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death? Now Galatians 3:27 says, For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 said, For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bound or free, and have been all made to drink of one Spirit. Now, my friend, these verses, I hope you caught them. If you don't, you can call in, write in, get this message on CD. These are all the scriptures in the New Testament which tell the story of the baptism with the Holy Spirit. To understand these scriptures, let's first take up the word baptize and study that word. Let's just do a word study. What does the word baptize mean? The word baptize comes from the Greek word baptizo. And if you get your Greek lexicon, you'll find that it means to immerse or to plant into or to bury or to submerge. The word baptize, referring to the water baptism or spirit baptism, is the same word and comes from the same Greek word baptizo. Now, by no stretch of the imagination does the word baptize mean or signify power. It does not infer power. It signifies only what it means. Now, my friend, I wanted you to get that. I want you to get that. Let me go back and quote that again. No stretch of the imagination does the word baptize mean or signify power, and does not infer power. It signifies only what it means. Now, I want you to get that. I was talking to a noted preacher one day who ought to have known better, and I said, Brother, the word baptize does not mean power. Oh, he said, it infers power. How in the world can you get power out of the word baptizo when it means to bury or plunge or submerge? Well, he didn't know. He just walked away, shook his head, and walked away. In water baptism, the believer is immersed or submerged into a watery grave and completely covered up and lost sight of. So in spirit baptism, the believer is immersed or baptized into Christ, and the believer is lost sight of, or in that he is, Christ becomes one. We are hidden. We are hid in Christ. And that is all the phrase baptized with the Spirit means. That's what it means. And by no stretch of the imagination can you get any other meaning out of it. When you try to read power into that word baptized, you misconstrue the whole scripture and make it mean to say something that the Holy Spirit never intended it to mean. Now, I refer you back to your Greek lexicon, Greek grammar. Go back and look there and find that word baptized. It means what it means. I'm not making fun of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm trying to get you to see the erroneous concept that is abroad in our land. And I'm going to bring you a study in a few days on where much of that came from. I have a message by Brother H.I. Ironside, and he goes into that. He tells where that movement started back there in Los Angeles in 1906, I believe it was. And I'm going to read you some excerpts from that message in a day or two. I don't have it here in the studio with me at this time. But my friend, this is a serious thing. Satan is the god of this world. Satan knows how to keep you blinded. And if he can get you to go off on a tangent saying that baptizing with the Holy Spirit means that you will receive power. Oh, I've had folks come up out of the water. I've seen them do that, shouting and praying and jumping and all of that. And they say, I got it. I got the power. But my friend, all of that's of Satan. Every bit of it. I stake my eternal destination on it. Listen, in regeneration, when an individual is saved, he becomes a new creature. He's born again. Becomes a new creature in Christ. And when the Holy Spirit has made that individual a new creature in Christ by delivering him from the power of darkness, translating him into the kingdom of the Son of God, then the Holy Spirit baptizing that believer in Christ makes Christ and the believer one. We'll pick that up in our next study. My friend, I hope you listen. We won't be here but a few days. But my friend, remember Old Trailblazer's address, Post Office Box, 1810 Walker, Louisiana, 70785.